If you hear people walking around, that's not me. I'm like down at this end. And I'm probably not here when you're here. I'm probably at East Fairview, which is my home church. I want to share a scripture from 1 John with you before I share a little bit. 1 John 4:17 and 18. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. So I've shared back in February about the ministry that I've been doing up in New York City, where I kind of mix things. I volunteer with a group called City Relief a couple when I'm up there. And then I also take what we call homeless kits and hand them out on the streets. So in the pictures behind, this is City Relief. And you can see here, I am serving up soup. I was just up. These are most recent pictures from when I was up July 30th to August the 4th. I volunteered there both Thursday and Friday. Thursday was a little bit interesting. Getting to the relief site, it took me more than an hour and a half to get from Brooklyn to Manhattan due to some subway train issues going on. So I was a little bit worked up by the time that I got there because I'm not good at being late. But had a great time when I was there. It was a slower outreach on a Thursday at Sarah Roosevelt Park behind the Bowery Mission. But got to talk with a guy. Peter helped a guy who was there on crutches. And he said something, and he said, and I started laughing. He's like, you have to laugh or you'll cry. And I'm like, you know, that is so true sometimes. But just was walking around. I was on hospitality, so kind of helping people with drinks if they needed. Again, it was kind of slower, so kind of trying to keep the area clean for the neighbors as well. And then on Friday, which is where the pictures are from, their creative director, Corey, was there. So he is the credit for all the pictures, I think, but the one. So it kind of gives an idea of a little bit of what goes on. We were doing soup. We did not have our bus. There was not a driver for the bus. But I kind of liked it, the way it was set up, because as I was scooping out the soup into the cups, I could still interact and talk with some of the guests that were coming through. So we served 7 containers of soup, and that's why I kind of included the one container that looks like it's almost empty, just to give an idea of how much soup that is. So we went through 7 containers of soup that day. When we ran out, I had a really good conversation with one of the women that comes a lot. Her name is Rose. And she kept apologizing for interrupting a conversation I was having with the staff. And I was like, Rose, you are so much more important. And then she gave me a hug. So when I was done there, I was doing kits. So I have been going up once a month, at least, to try and to build up some relationships. So I went up, and I said on Friday I had to go find my ladies up on Fifth Avenue. So now our joke is they're my Fifth Avenue ladies. So what my friend Laura had said, she's like, it makes us sound like we're high class. Laura still has a lot of things going on in her life, just health-wise. She's dealing with a lot of struggles. If you want to flip to the next slide, I do have a picture of her little dog. At one point, she had been attacked by a larger dog, and that also led to just finding out some more health issues that she's had. So down in the bottom corner is her little dog. And then there's some more pictures of the City Relief outreach. The one picture shows the kit that I had given to Laura that day. Cindy, another one of the ladies, is looking to try to move closer to her daughter. Her daughter wants her to come close to her. Her daughter lives in Arkansas. And the rest of her family, I learned, will not have anything to do with her. If she tries to call them, they ask her, what do you want? All because of some decisions that she made when she was in her 20s. And Cindy's like my age, so in her 50s at this point, and still holding that against her. So just the lack of forgiveness in her family. On Sunday, she went to church because I was bringing some stuff out, and she said, well, I won't be out there till later because I'm going to church that morning. And she does. She sits there and reads the word while she's out there. And she also does crocheting. And then she has those out so that people can kind of support her through something that she's doing versus just people handing over money. My other friend, Tiffany, we were able to bless her with a pair of khaki pants and 2 black shirts. She has been working with a group and trying to get a job, trying to find housing. And she's like, oh, I just need this so much because I can't go into this job, these classes that she takes to help her to get the job wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt. So I have to look professional. And I knew that. So we were able to bless her with that. As I was handing out kits, I ran into a young man who aged out of the foster care system. Actually, he was from Pennsylvania, but they send them to New York. They put them on a bus and send them to New York because they say they're better off because they give them like food stamps and some other things. But there he was, him and his cat, there on the street. And I think that's something that we sometimes lose sight of is what happens to our foster kids, what happens when they age out of that system. One woman that I've talked to before, Allison, she always has a sign that she says about feeling invisible, and all she wants is $60 to get a room for the night. So I was able to pray with her that she would get the $60, plus so that she would have several nights that she could be in the room and not just have to keep coming out looking for that to be able to get a room. One man I talked to said he lives in a hotel, but has no money for housing, and we had this long conversation about the lack of affordable housing, no matter where you're living at. And I told him one time, I did some numbers. If you take the average one-bedroom apartment in the United States, and if a landlord wants 3 to 4 times the amount of rent, if you make $25 an hour, that doesn't cut it. You're a little bit short. And it's just to think about that. I had a guy play a song for me when I gave him a kit on his guitar. Probably wasn't going to raise a lot of money playing the guitar and singing, but that was kind of his thing and what he wanted to do. So as I'm walking around, I just try not to look for the people that are sleeping. Like it could be easy. You don't have to converse with him if you just lay the kit down. But my idea is to try to be there and to try to talk with the people that are out there, try to find what their stories are, what's led them to being on the streets. I know like Laura lost housing because when I met her a year ago, her landlord raised the room rent by 3 times the amount of rent was just because he made change. He did some actually just repairs basically, and she couldn't afford it anymore. And a woman over in Brooklyn named Jenny who sits outside of the Burger King there, I met her last year. She did not remember me. I remembered her. But she ran into a situation where somebody else bought the house she lived in and she had to move. And she's in a shelter in the Bronx but comes back to Brooklyn because she told me she doesn't like the food at the shelter. And she's not the only one. Somebody else told me the same thing, that they don't like the food at the shelters. One thing I've been learning is that people don't trust the shelter systems. So some people, even though they could go to the shelter, will stay out on the street. Because, believe it or not, sometimes they feel safer on the street than they do in the large shelter where you're just in there. People have had stuff stolen. So I've been learning a lot. I actually got to serve in June with the CEO of City Relief. The normal team was off for that day, so they get like one day a month off. So I got to work with the office staff and talk with Josiah Haken, who is the CEO. And he is actually originally from the Hershey area, so he knew exactly where Mannheim was. So to date, I've handed out, you can see the kits up in the upper corner. I've handed out 125 kits through my various trips, and each one of those has the gift card in it, and then a bunch of personal care things. Also has a Gospel of John, and I do try to pray with people when I can, when I feel led. I've had to be a little bit more careful. I've had a couple experiences where I've had been praying with a couple talking to a couple of the men on the street, and they wanted to kiss me and some different things. So I've kind of had to like watch and be a little bit more perceptive of what the situation is. I do have a guy that stands outside of Dunkin' Donuts every time I'm up there, just has a cup for tips. I'll open the door and look for tips for opening the door for people going in and out. And I've gotten to know him a little bit too. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm headed back up in September 10th through the 15th, kind of for a long weekend. I'm also going to use part of that just for some time to just refresh too. So I'll volunteer on Friday and then maybe go out a little bit Saturday morning and then kind of do some fun things around the city and try to connect with some other friends that I have up in Brooklyn as well. You can go to the last slide. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. just for all the gift cards. I was just totally blessed and blown away by the number of gift cards. At first, we thought it was 77, and then Judy texted me and said she found 10 more gift cards that she thought were just the covers from Chick-fil-A. And Allison, when I gave her the gift card, she was like, oh, I love Chick-fil-A. So just thank you for that. That was just a major blessing, because that's probably the bigger part of the kits that I put together. And I was grateful for the hotel this last time. They allowed me to ship stuff from Amazon to the hotel so I could put the 40 kits together. So that was really helpful. So I do have an Amazon wish list that I started. And also, I know I usually leave one down here, but if anybody would like, I do try to do a monthly newsletter of what's happening in the ministry. So if you want to just see me, I can get your email and get you on added to my list for that as well. But again, thank you so much just for your generosity towards us and your blessing towards this ministry.